I don't think this is happening because of anything I did or my family did. I didn't mess with anything I shouldn't have, didn't go looking for answers, didn't trespass or open the wrong door. If there's a reason this started, I don't know what it is yet. That is what bothers me the most. This weekend I visited my parents' house with my siblings. We're all grown up now. I can't believe I'm going to be 30 this year. But my brother, Ross, is the oldest. My sister, Sam, is the middle child. And I'm the youngest, which means I still get talked to like I'm 16 when I'm under my parents' roof. It was one of those rare weekends where everyone's schedule lined up. No big occasion, just family getting together. My dad ordered Chinese takeout. My mom cracked open a bottle of bourbon for Ross and me. We sat around the living room talking about childhood memories, people we hadn't seen in years. The usual. At some point, my dad got up and went down the hall, then came back carrying a cardboard box that looked like it had survived a flood at some point.
"Found this last week," he said. "Let's watch some tonight."
Inside were old home videos, VHS tapes, mini DV cassettes, rubber bands dried out and snapped from age. Most of them were labeled in my dad's handwriting. Birthdays, holidays, school plays, the stuff you don't think about until you're reminded it exists. Ross and Sam were eager. I enjoyed some of our home videos, but it was always a family joke that there were no videos of my childhood. Sure, there were photos, but nothing compared to Ross and Sam's high school graduation videos. We moved down to the basement. My dad put a random video in. The footage was exactly what you'd expect. Nostalgic, mid-90s tone, bad lighting, awkward zooms. Ross riding his bike while Sam tried to steal the camera's attention with whatever pointless five-year-old activity she was doing. Random cuts to Mom feeding me in my booster chair. Then Sam opening Christmas presents and trying to look grateful. Me standing too close to the lens, blabbering, reaching for the tiny flip-out screen. It was fun. Comfortable. Cliché, but the kind of thing that makes you forget how fast time moves. About halfway through one tape of a 4th of July party, Sam laughed and pointed at the screen.
"Oh shit,"
she said.
"Is that Miss England?"
The video froze for a second as my dad hit pause. The image jittered. Way back near the edge of the frame, a woman stood near the fence line. Tan, curly brown hair, purple lipstick that looked almost black in the video. She wasn't moving.
"Oh my goodness," Mom said, leaning forward. "That is Diana."
I hadn't noticed her at first. Once I did, I couldn't stop looking. Diana England lived next door to us growing up. Nothing separated our houses besides her garden and a strip of overgrown grass. We sometimes played with her kids in the cul-de-sac. Quiet kids, a little off, but nothing alarming. Her husband was a doctor, always working. I mostly remembered his car pulling in and out at odd hours.
"Creepy," Ross sang.
"That is creepy,"
Mom chuckled, taking a sip of her drink. Diana England was strange, even back then. Not dangerous, just slightly off in a way you couldn't describe as a kid. Her left eye always drifted outward. I know it's mean to say, but it was creepy. She loved gardening. Always outside, always smiling and waving. She used to look healthier, sometimes heavier. But in the video, she was thinner than I remembered. Her posture, stiff.
"Was always out there," Dad said, shaking his head. "I swear she knew our schedule better than we did."
"Why is she standing near the fence by the pool?" Mom asked. "Her house was on the opposite side." "We probably invited her to the party."
"Hell no," Dad shouted, laughing. "Never."
We all laughed more about how she used to talk your ear off if you got stuck at the mailbox. If you saw her walking the dog, you'd better turn around and go back inside.
"It's sad Rebecca and Julie moved out at the same time. You never see them visit anymore," Ross said.
"She still has the boys," Dad quickly added.
Eventually, the tape ended. Mom yawned and said she was heading to bed. Sam followed. Ross stuck around longer to finish his drink, then went upstairs soon after. After everyone went to bed, the house got quiet. You notice sounds you usually ignore. The refrigerator humming, the clock ticking, wind brushing against the siding. I should have gone to bed too, but I was a night owl. I stayed on the floor, flipping through videos. Near the bottom of the box, I found one that didn't have a date. No holiday. Just my name, written neatly. Mitchell. I realized this could be my high school graduation video. I remembered the day, the heat, the robe. My dad had basically filmed the entire day, but I couldn't picture the footage itself. That felt weird. I popped in the old DVD. It took longer than it should have. The picture wavered as the DVD player struggled to read the disc. The video wasn't that old, and I was feeling mildly irritated, like I was putting too much effort into something that didn't matter. I picked up the remote and pressed play, quickly turning down the volume in preparation for music or a loud ceremony crowd. The screen went black, then it flickered just for a moment, and I thought I saw a garden. The footage stabilizes after a second. The colors are distorted. It's another birthday. I recognized it immediately. Sam's 16th. Backyard pool party, big tent, folding tables, floaties scattered everywhere. Dad was filming all the chaos. Sam and her friends competed in a pool game. Then he pans to Ross mid-bite of a hot dog, with Mom in the background, asking if anyone needed anything. It all felt nostalgic. I'm 11, maybe 12 in this video. I'm about to go down the slide, head first, belly facing, let out some kind of Tarzan-like scream. Splash. The camera zooms out, capturing the entire pool. I'm trying to recognize faces. There's Rachel, Anthony. The camera pans from one face to the next, zooming in on each person in the pool. Connor, Aunt Beth, Kaylee. My heart stopped for a second. Diana is in the pool. It happened so quickly, in the blink of an eye, but I knew it was her. Diana, standing near the deep end, facing the camera with direct eye contact, or at least one of her eyes. I grabbed the remote and tried to rewind. It wasn't working, just made it fast forward instead. I let it play. I didn't want to miss a thing. The camera jarred slightly. My dad must have set it down on one of the tables. The entire pool and everyone around it remained in frame. I looked closer at the TV. Amid the chaos, laughter, cannonballs, there she was. Diana, in the pool. A chill slid down my spine. Not because she was in the pool. Not because she was staring at me through the screen. Not because of that creepy smile, but because she was wearing the same clothes in the last video. Do people not see her? She blended in with the crowd, yet she stood out so much. She was wearing casual clothes. This doesn't make any sense. The 4th of July party was dated 1999. Sam's 16th birthday party was in 2007. How could she look exactly the same 8 years later? I got goosebumps as the camera stayed still. Diana still staring at me. I hoped my dad would pick it back up any second. I tried to look elsewhere, anyone else in the pool, but I couldn't. For some reason, she was the only one in focus. Perfectly clear, no blurs whatsoever.
Gainer!
12-year-old me screamed out in the distance. Splash. I shook my head, cringing a little. My head bobbed up out of the water like a tiny fishing bobber far away. The camera started to zoom in towards me, slowly but unrelenting. I struggled to stand, toes barely touching the bottom as I made my way toward the shallow end. Then the camera froze, my small, pale face filling the TV. Out of nowhere, something hit my face, dunking me under the water. Water churned around me, my tiny arms and legs thrashing above and below the surface.
What the fuck? The camera zoomed out just a little. An arm came into view from the left, holding me down, darker than my skin. Skinny. The camera slowly moved away from my struggling body, following the person's arm.
All the blood drained from my face. I don't remember this ever happening. Wait, is the video glitching? The camera is moving slowly, but it's been at least 10 seconds by now. This doesn't make sense. What is this?
My chest tightens. I try to rationalize it, but I can't. No matter how the camera moves, there's always more arm.
The arm just keeps going. The splashing doesn't stop. The sounds of struggle continue, muffled and frantic. Somebody do something! I yell,
not even thinking about my family asleep upstairs.
And then, I'm face to face with Diana on the TV, still smiling,
still staring directly into the camera. At me. Her left eye drifted outward, staring at my body beneath the water.
I look away. I don't know why I didn't turn the TV off. I don't know why I didn't move at all. It felt like any movement might draw her attention away from the screen and into the room. The splashing stops. The struggling stops. I look back at the TV. Damn it. Her expression changes.
Her face is still filling the frame, but the smile is gone. Her mouth slightly opened. Her eyes are wider now. The camera begins to zoom out. Sound bleeds back in. Wet footsteps slapping against concrete. Rock music in the distance.
Laughter back to normal. The frame settles. Wide again. Exactly where my dad left it. My mouth was still wide open. My throat felt dry. I stared at the screen. There's no way. There I was, climbing out of the pool, running toward the grass, alive.
Gainer!
I yelled like nothing had happened. I caught my breath. Relief washed over me, like a weight lifted off my chest. But Diana was still staring at the camera, back to her original smile. She hadn't moved, except her arm. It stretched across the pool to the far side, unnaturally long, at least 12 feet, like one of those floating ropes at a public pool. Do not cross. And nobody did. The video ended.